Hello, it is Wednesday, November 9th, 2022, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to read Psalm 120, 1 Kings 4, 1-28, and John 12, 37-50. We're going to start today with Psalm 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you? You deceitful tongue, a warrior's sharp arrows, with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Mismech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. 1 Kings 4, 1-28. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, the son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were secretaries. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Benani, the son of Jehada, was in command of the army. Zadok and Abathar were priests. Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers. Zabub, the son of Nathan, was prophet and king's friend. Ashar was in charge of the palace, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for 1 month in the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Derekir in Makaz, Shalbim Beth Shemesh, and Elam Beth Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Arubuth. To him belonged Succo, and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Adnadab, and all Nephthador. He had Telhath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife. Bana, the son of Ilud, in Tanakh, Megiddo, and all Beth-Shem, that is beside Zerathan, below Jezreel, and from Beth-Shean to Abel-Malah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam. Ben-Geber in Ramath-Gilead, he had the villages of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan. 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars. Adonadab, the son of Edo, in Mahanaim. Ahimaaz in Naphtali, he had taken Basmath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife. Baana, the son of Hushai, in Asher, and Beeloth, Jehoshaphat, the son of Paru, in Issachar. Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin. Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Shihon, king of the Ammonites, and of Og, king of Bashan. And there was one governor who was over the land. Judah and Israel were as many as the sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms, from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provisions for one day was 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen, and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep besides deer, gazelle, roebuck, and fattened fowl, for he had dominion over all the region west of the Euphrates, from Tipsha to Gaza over all the kings west of the Euphrates, and he had peace on all sides around him. And Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and those officers supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They let nothing be lacking, barley also and straw, for the horses are and swift steeds they brought to the place where it was required, each according to his duty. John 12:37-50. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me and believes not in me, but in him who sent me, and whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day, for I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. Amen. So dear.